Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
In health news, you taking the kids to the movies? Are they getting the right message from the silver screen?
Is what we watch in the movies toxic for kids? The Centers for Disease Control says while characters in children's movies are not necessarily ideal role models, they are starting to get smarter when it comes to personal safety. For example, they're increasingly using seatbelts, bike helmets, and crosswalks. One negative, they say, is that there are more instances of people riding motorcycles without helmets than there used to be. Larry Jacobs, ABC News.
A nutritional drink could be a huge breakthrough in treating people with Alzheimer's.
The drink is called Souvenade, and scientists say it could delay the symptoms of Alzheimer's. Researchers at MIT say their new study looks promising. They hope this paves the way for better treatment for people with the memory loss disease. The drink could be on the market as early as next year. However, experts say it's not a cure. Bill Caiaccio, CNN.
It's estimated 4 to 6% of the population experience full-blown seasonal affective disorder this time of year. CNN's Barbara Hall reports it's a form of depression that's thought to be triggered by the lack of light.
Seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, is most common in the winter months. Psychiatrist Robbie Seletsky says SAD symptoms include depressed mood, loss of energy, difficulty sleeping, even suicidal thoughts.
I think sometimes people poo-poo it and say, oh, it's just cabin fever, the winter blues, but it can be a very serious disorder.
She says exercise, good nutrition, and exposure to light can help a lot. People with more severe symptoms should visit their doctor. Barbara Hall, CNN.